If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are. For me, it started slowly. The lack of energy. Never being in the mood. And when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results, and all but given up on my sex life. Then, I found the doctors at New Mayo Medical Center. Wow, they made a new male out of me. Feel like I'm 25 again. I have renewed vigor, so much more energy, and no longer worry about my performance. New Mayo treated me like my situation was one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works, I feel great. They can create one for you too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Mayo will help you.
Call New Mayo Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It will change your life. 847-852-4144.
The B96 Pepsi Jingle Bash is on December 12th at the Allstate Arena. For a chance to win 4 front row tickets, plus meet one of the performing artists, or one of 10 pairs of tickets to the Jingle Bash, visit the Pepsi display at your participating Jewel Osco store for the keyword to text to 29696. While you're there, stock up on all your favorite Pepsi products, including Pepsi Cola made with real sugar. The B96 Pepsi Jingle Bash is December 12th at the Allstate Arena, with performances by Demi Lovato, 5 Seconds of Summer, Jason Derulo, and more great artists.
Must be 18 or older to enter. Message and data rates may apply. A total of 2 text messages, text and bounce back confirmation will be required to participate. Official rules at b96.com.
TuneIn Radio is the one app you need for all things audio. Now with TuneIn Premium, you can listen to every single live NFL game for only $7.99 a month and get unlimited access to 40,000 audiobooks and commercial-free music, all for one low price. TuneIn Premium, all the audio you want for $7.99 a month.
Hello, Chicago small business owners. Holiday shopping season is here, and with it comes Small Business Saturday on November 28th. Providing you with gas and power to keep your business cozy just isn't enough. Direct Energy Business appreciates their small business customers, and they want to do more. Enter their Small Business Saturday sweepstakes by November 30th for a chance to win a $500 Staples gift card and other prizes. Deck your halls with toner, pens, notepads, and more. Visit smallbusinessenergy.com/sweeps to enter now and kick off the new year with help from Direct Energy Business. No purchase necessary.
From spring training through another playoff run, this is your new exclusive home to hear every Chicago Cubs game starting in 2016. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Cubs win! What a finish at Wrigley!
WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
Let's go!
Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Jordan Burnfield. At least if the Bears have only 3 days to prepare for their Thursday night game, at least they're playing a team they know, like the Packers. Right, John Fox?
Really not much about this. This is easy. Do we have more familiarity? Yes, but so do they. You know, it kind of all shakes out.
All right, then. Fox's club lost their first meeting with Green Bay this season, and the Bears have been dominated in recent years by their NFC North rivals. Green Bay's won 12 of the last 14 games in this series. And according to reports this afternoon, Antrell Roll likely not to play Thursday night. Chris Pruszynski expected to start at safety. Matt Forte figures to return to the Bears lineup as well. Bears also start wide receiver Kevin White's practice window so he can get in 3 weeks of work with the team this year. They also inked quarterback Justin Worley and linebacker Danny Mason to the practice squad. Browns coach Mike Pettine has named Josh McCown the starting quarterback for the rest of the year. They've moved Johnny Manziel to third on the depth chart behind Austin Davis. This after pictures and video of Manziel partying during the team's bye week have surfaced. College football tonight. Northern Illinois plays host to Ohio in DeKalb, seeking its 6th consecutive MAC West title. In basketball, Derrick Rose returns to the floor. The Bulls visit the Blazers tonight. Portland has won 2 straight after dropping 7 in a row before that. And after consecutive losses to conclude their Canadian portion of the circus trip, Blackhawks return to the ice tomorrow night when they visit San Jose. They are practicing as we speak. Join Jay Zawoski and a Chicago Blackhawks player at the Lantern in Naperville Monday from 7 to 8:30 p.m. for the 2015 Bud Light on the Glass Hockey Night Series. Stop by to meet the Ice Girls, enter to win Blackhawks tickets, and the Bud Light Legends Lounge, brought to you by Bud Light, the official beer of the Chicago Blackhawks. Transportation provided by Atlantis Limousines. I'm Jordan Bernfield, and you're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
This hour brought to you by Woodfield Nissan, where the prices are less than you think.
Boars and Bernstein, afternoons on The Score.
Hey, speaking of kids, congratulations to Jay and Kristen Cutler on the birth of their third child, Sailor James.
Congratulations.
Sailor?
Yeah, S-A-Y-L-O-R.
Gary's had it with the sailing references, right?
I really have.
I try to calm the waters or ride the boat through the calm.
Sailor Cutler?
Yeah.
Sailor James.
I never heard that name, okay.
I defy you to come up with a better name. All right, let's see. How about Mug? That's original. Or Ketchup. Pretty name for a girl.
All right, you having a good time now?
I got 50 right here in the cupboard. How about Bisquick? Pimento? Gherkin? Sauce? Maxwell House?
All right, buddy, 1945. Jim, Bob, John, Bill, and Dick.
Jim, Bob, Don, Bill, and Dick. We're real red-blooded American men. Most of us are gay, but we're still red-blooded American men.
They ruined all our best names like Bruce and Lance and Julian. Those were the toughest names we had. Now they're just... Yeah.
These are the top boy names for 2015. Liam, Noah, Mason, Ethan, Logan, Lucas.
You're naming every baseball team my kid plays on pretty much start to finish. You put an Owen in there and we're set.
Where are all these goofy boys' names coming from? Taylor, Tyler, Jordan, Flynn. These are not real names. Soft names make soft people. I'll bet you anything that 10 times out of 10, Nicky, Vinny, and Tony will beat the out of Todd, Kyle, and Tucker.
That's Harry High School stuff.
Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
And it slipped my memory yesterday, and because I'd seen the item before. I had seen this before. And I was mad at myself immediately when I saw it again, when it occurred to me that the baby was named after a dog.
Correct.
I mean, that I knew it at the time because there was a little item. Maybe it was a Bears note or something, but the baby was going to be named after a dog.
Mm-hmm. She heard a dog named Sailor and
said, friend of hers.
We'll name our kid after your dog.
Yeah, name our kid after your dog. Oh, boy.
Well, if you live near me, there are a lot of kids that then would be named Addison and Wrigley. Because every dog that I see is named either Addison or Wrigley. I think that's what people do, and
that's what they do in the your world. Neighborhood.
Lots of reports on Twitter's speculation that both Alshon Jeffrey and Matt Forte will be able to play against the Packers. I mentioned before, looks like Antrell Roll will not be able to go. So it's one of these strange short weeks where the Bears can't quite do what they usually do with the dribs and drabs of injury information, and I think they knew going into last game who they thought they could probably hold him reserve and spring him for this game.
You knew. Why not? Spring him on the Packers. Even on a holiday, those Thursday games just suck. Yep. And I mean, I'm sure this one's going to probably do the same.
Well, glad to see Jeffrey trying to make it back, because it's just been, it's always uncomfortable when you don't know week to week. Is he hurt? Is he not? Does he want to go? Does he not want to go? And you hate to label a guy 100%er because you don't know.
You
never want to question, because you can't get inside some of these guys' heads. But, you know, as we talk to our various experts about Olin and others, that after a while, the other veterans are like, all right, money, come on now, man, we need you. You know, everybody's heard around here. Matt Bowen talked about it. He said the defensive guys just sort of say, yeah, it doesn't matter to me. Cut it off and I'll get back in there. And for whatever reason, it's offensive.
Well, especially this. This has been, you know, the entire season is touch and go about whether he does, whether he doesn't. And you know, the thing about it is that they don't worry about guys that aren't very important. If there's somebody else hurt on the offense or some other guy, you go, okay, fine. If it's Marquise Wilson or somebody, all right, fine. But the fact is, look, a player knows who's going to help you win and who's not going to help you win. And it really is bothersome when one of the guys who does help you win can't play week after week.
Yeah, there's some concern as to what to do about
Jeffrey.
And so I guess I can tell you, too, that there's some stuff that I've been hearing from people who know him better than I do. And this is, and I need to emphasize that this is a completely separate part from the injury issue.
Yes.
That I don't want to conflate the two, and I want to be very clear in as I give you some of this info that I'm not saying that one has anything to do with the other. But there aren't a lot of people who know Alshon well, not in this town, because he hasn't tried or hasn't felt comfortable making a lot of friends since he's gotten to Chicago. But based on conversations that I've had, you know, information I got, you find something out, you cross check it, you try to track stuff down. He's just not the happiest guy here. That whatever his fit as a Chicagoan and as a Bear has been less than ideal. He's a very quiet guy. He's a Southerner at heart. He's never enjoyed the weather. I know that.
Well, along with that Southerner at heart comes the weather part.
Right. You remember some of the difficulties Curtis Conway had? It took him forever to overcome. And I talked to Curtis about it. You know, a long time afterward. But it's been an uphill battle. There's you know, when you think about Devin Hester. And about some of the things where just a somewhat reticent, shy Southern kid. Alshon's got a little bit of that. And he also, and I think this was reported elsewhere, that I never had a use for Brandon Marshall. You never had a use for Brandon Marshall. No. Most of that locker room couldn't stand Brandon Marshall and was happy as hell that he was gone. One guy who really did like and respect him and in some ways kind of needed him was Alshon Jeffery. That there was a relationship there, and it doesn't mean that it still wasn't the right thing to get rid of him. But an unintended consequence of getting rid of Brandon Marshall is they got a guy out of there who, for whatever reason, Jeffery respected a great deal and looked up to, and Marshall helped motivate him. So When you start getting the injury thing, it makes it all muddy, and you never want to question a guy and say I'm not accusing him of being soft. I'm not saying this stuff isn't real. But then when you also start to hear that he's just got this level of unease about life as a Bear, you have to know these things when you make your decisions on committing $30 million guaranteed dollars to the future. That's all.
Yeah, and I don't think anybody is sure what's the biggest problem. Is it the weather? Is it the team? Is it the situation? Is it the fact that he's shy? I mean, I don't think anybody can put it together and finish off the puzzle and say, I've got a definitive answer for you. But I would say this, that I remember that Brandon Marshall stuff, and I'm thinking, oh, my God. You know, maybe the advice was fine early on, but I just kept thinking the more the season goes on, the worse it's going to get, because then he goes off on some crazy tangent. And if you really respect him as a leader or you think he's helped you, I mean, take a look. I mean, I don't know, because that season seemed to go on forever last year, did it not? And the more it went on, the more you were tired of Brandon Marshall. I just wonder what Alshon's reaction was. Did he stand by that? Did he stand by, yeah, he's my guy, he always has been my guy, he's the one who cares? Or I mean, no, if that's the case, then maybe so.
I guess I should be very specific here. I don't think that Jeffery is sulking over the release or is embittered or the trade, or that he's bitter about it. Just that he misses him. Just that I think personally and professionally, he doesn't have a ton of close friends on the team. That he's a different kind of cat.
Yes, he is. And yeah, I was told that, you know, I checked on him too, and I was told that he just isn't, you know, kind of a loner and likes to be by himself and doesn't say too much, and nobody really knows him very well. Nobody really knows him very well.
And, you know, when we heard from the Cubs and all of their talk, and some people found it a little ridiculous, oh, come on, all this stuff with makeup and what is it, knowing the person. But listen to when Theo Epstein talks about the commitments that they made financially to guys and how important the scouting of the person is as much as the scouting of the player. Not necessarily positively or negatively, but just making sure you know what you've got. And I would say that it's really critical for the Bears that there's a medical component here too, that they want. And Rich Campbell was talking with us yesterday about what they know about nutrition, hydration, et cetera, and how he rehabs, how he stretches, and all that. But it's also just knowing the guy. Does he, does if you give him that money, is that going to make him really want to be a part of this? Or are you always going to deal with trying to overcome that,
distance? Is that really on the road back to really happiness with everybody in the organization and everything is fine? Is that what really the solution is? And it doesn't sound like it to me.
Or does it just wallpaper over something?
I think it's just wallpaper over it.
Yeah.
I do.
It's a difficult situation because when he is on his game, he's really important and tremendously valuable.
Of course he is. And when he's not there, it's a noticeable difference. It's a problem.
Next up, Zach Zaidman. He's got all the latest. It's a busy news day, so you're going to want to keep it here. Zach's got all kinds of info for you on the Bears on the Score.
Sports Radio 670 The Score is your official home for all primetime NFL games through the Super Bowl. A production of Westwood One Sports.
This is Brandon Tierney, and this is a CBS Sports Minute. While you never quite know it, given the constant barrage of media attention and big bucks generated on Saturdays, at the end of the day, the biggest difference between the young men in the SEC, the Big Ten, and every other major conference across America compared to athletes who play on Sunday is A, develop skill, and B, maturity. So when Twitter was quick to blast Buckeyes running back Ezekiel Elliott following his blunt assessment after a tough loss to the Spartans, I exercised restraint and encouraged people to listen to the audio and watch the image rather than just reading the transcribed words. To me, the video showed a young man dealing with raw emotions, passion overcoming sensibility. And while that's not the right way to comport oneself, perspective's necessary. Forget about the fact he's a terrific player. He's also a good kid. He messed up, I get it, no question. But save the vitriol for those who really deserve it, like Greg Hardy. I'm BT.
What's better than all pumpkin everything? Everything you need on GoPhone from AT&T. It gives you unlimited talk, text, and data usage with the first 1.5 gigabytes at high speed. Plus, it's only $40 a month after a $5 auto-refill discount. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
First payment is $45. $5 discount applied to monthly rate plan charge upon enrollment and auto-refill. After first 1.5 gigabytes, get data speeds up to 128 kilobytes per second. Additional charges and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Sunrise Chevrolet now has a bigger, better used car inventory with all makes and models for all budgets. With an all-new, state-of-the-art used car superstore, our used car staff focuses only on pre-owned vehicles to ensure your experience is the best it can be. Right now, get a great selection of used vehicles for less than $10,000. Plus, get a $25 dining gift card with any test drive. Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights. Visit sunrisechevrolet.com.
How do most people discover the blends of tea they like? Trial and error. But at Twinings of London, we believe in just trial. That's because we have 9 master blenders traveling the world to find the best teas, spices, and herbs for the perfect balance of taste, flavor, and aroma. With over 50 great tasting varieties, we wouldn't mind if you tried them all. Twinings of London. Teas that fit your every mood. Available at Meijer or TwiningsUSA.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-201-6435. Again, that's 800-201-6435. 800-201-6435.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobetis may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobetis, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobetis because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobetis isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for 2 free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one?
Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
CBS Wednesdays.
This is Trauma One, the most famous strip of hospital real estate in the nation.
At Angels Memorial Hospital.
Let's move.
When the patients outnumber the resources, it's called Code Black.
The vitals are dropping.
Why isn't it working?
Ready?
One, two, three.
Academy Award winner Marsha Gay Harden.
Life is measured here in split seconds. Hesitate and people die.
Code Black, new drama, Wednesdays, only CBS.
CBS Thursdays. Two Broke Girls takes comedy to the max.
I'm Max. I'll be your waitress because I don't do background checks here.
And to the Caroline.
This is so exciting.
Sorry, Caroline. That's not actually a thing.
Okay, that's it. We're done.
Maximize your Thursday.
Congratulations. You made it through dinner. Here's your check and the number for poison control.
And Caroline up for some laughs.
I am so back.
With Two Broke Girls.
That's Max. I'm Caroline. We're the owners of this store.
And about four pairs of socks.
CBS Thursdays.
Spend Fridays with New York's finest.
You are joining the greatest police department in the world.
And with a family who is the heartbeat of the city.
I'll help you. You got my word on that.
Thank you.
Because when you're a Reagan.
I come from a family of cops. Great cops.
Justice runs in the family.
I became a lawyer because I love the truth. This
is our I will always have your back. Family comes first.
Blue Bloods. Fridays. Only CBS.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
1-800-375-5418. That's 1-800-375-5418.
The B96 Pepsi Jingle Bash is on December 12th at the Allstate Arena. For a chance to win four front row tickets, plus meet one of the performing artists, or one of 10 pairs of tickets to the Jingle Bash, visit the Pepsi display at your participating Jewel Osco store for the keyword to text to 29696. While you're there, stock up on all your favorite Pepsi products, including Pepsi Cola made with real sugar. The B96 Pepsi Jingle Bash is December 12th at the Allstate Arena, with performances by Demi Lovato, 5 Seconds of Summer, Jason Derulo, and more great artists.
Must be 18 or older to enter. Message and data rates may apply. A total of 2 text messages, text, and bounce back confirmation will be required to participate. Official rules at b96.com.
TuneIn Radio is the one app you need for all things audio. Now with TuneIn Premium, you can listen to every single live NFL game for only $7.99 a month and get unlimited access to 40,000 audiobooks and commercial-free music, all for one low price. TuneIn Premium, all the audio you want for $7.99 a month.
This is the Big League
on CBS Sports Radio and CBSSportsRadio.com.
CBS Sports Radio.
When our water heater broke down last month, it took 5 hours for the plumber to show up, and he charged us a couple of $100 just to come out. Then it cost another $1,800 to put in the new water heater. I felt like I'd been taken. But what else could I do?
The smartest thing you can do is get a home warranty from American Residential Warranty. Their home warranties pay to repair or replace all your major appliances when they break. Just call 877-207-4183. That's 877-207-4183.
670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Oh, double Z.
Yep.
Big Red.
Yep.
I will gladly step aside for Zach Z.
Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Boris and Bernstein.
Zach Zaidman's on Twitter at Zach Zaidman. He has a lot to do today, so we will get right to him on the Grossinger Lincolnwood Hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. Zach, we will get out of your way.
All right. First off, it was conference call Tuesday today here at Halas Hall featuring Green Bay Packer Julius Peppers.
All right, guys, we're ready whenever you are.
Pep?
Yo.
Hey, Pep, how you doing?
That was live. Peppers went silent for the next 15 seconds before the first question was asked.
I don't blame him.
A veteran move by the ex-Bear and Panther, who had a lot of nice things to say about John Fox, helping him develop as an NFL player. Fox was his first coach, the first draft pick for John Fox when he became the head coach of the Panthers way back when. So that's something.
It's a pretty good draft pick.
Yeah, exactly. Mike McCarthy sang Peppers' praises. You know, he's been a real asset in the locker room as well as on the field for the Packers. Meantime, the big story here, before we get to the matchup against the Packers, is the fact that Kevin White was activated beginning a 21-day period in which the Bears will be monitoring him. And at the end of that three-week period, there are two options. You put him on the 53-man roster or you shut him down for the rest of the year and put him on injured reserve. So White participated in some fashion today. We don't know quite what he did, but we do know how he felt, and he's not all the way back just yet.
Not back to normal, not just yet, but it's definitely better than it was 2 weeks ago and than it was last week. So it's getting stronger. I'm getting more comfortable with it, so I guess that's all I can ask for.
What do you hope? Do you think there's any chance of you returning this season at all?
I hope so. Yeah, there's a chance. Not closing the doors on anything. Just got to be smart with it, and I'm feeling good, and I'm ready to go. Then I guess we'll have to see.
Kevin, are you in any pain?
A little bit. A little discomfort here and there.
So keep that in mind as you start to harbor these visions that perhaps you'll see Kevin White on the field.
I'm not. And I don't really see this as that big a story, that this is being made into a huge deal. Oh, my God, he's practicing. Well, yeah, but this is a free look, right? There's no downside to this.
Exactly. I tried to illustrate that point on the Midday Show. You basically have 3 extra weeks to make a decision on Kevin White's future for this upcoming season. And if he somehow is able to show the kind of progress that you don't usually see, because this is one where you heal and you're able to play at a high level, from what I understand, but it takes a long time to heal properly. If he's a fast healer, then maybe you get lucky, but I don't think...
It didn't sound like it.
Yeah, I just think it's a three-week period to get him kind of acclimated. It's the next step. It's a freebie, if you will, and then they'll go from there. 21 days from now, they'll have to make a decision. Meantime, let's get back to the matchup against the Packers. You remember the last time they visited Lambeau Field, right? What happened to the Bears?
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, they're not many
55
players.
55 points or something.
Yeah, 55-14 was the final score. And Alshon Jeffrey is one of the players on the current Bears roster who was there last year.
They pretty much kicked out behind, so that's what I want to say. But, I mean, this year going to be a different outcome. I'm guaranteeing it won't be like it was last year. I guarantee that.
Does a game like that stick with you?
I mean, they always stick with you. I mean, I felt like it was disrespectful how they put up points, but at the same time, it's our job to stop them. So, I mean, I guarantee it's going to be a different outcome this time.
We've been covering Alshon Jeffrey since he was drafted. That right there is the most impactful thing he has ever said in front of a microphone in regards to football.
Interesting. You know, we had just been talking about it when you joined us, talking about Alshon Jeffrey, and about when they're making their decision about whether or not to sign him, how much money to give him, just the difficulty that he's had acclimating. And I talked to some people who have a better idea of the situation than most, who just say that he has struggled to find a comfort level as a Chicago Bear, living here, the culture in the Midwest, very different from where he's comfortable in the South. And apparently hasn't really replaced Brandon Marshall as a guy, was one of his important guys.
Correct, but it has not affected him on the field. When healthy, the guy has produced, no matter what kind of offense you're throwing his way, no matter who the quarterback is, he has been a guy who gives you high-level production, and therefore you can't let a player like that go. To me, the most important thing that we heard from that soundbite, you don't talk that way if you're not playing.
Correct.
So that's pretty good, and in all likelihood, you're going to see Matt Forte on the field as well. We talked yesterday about how Forte was mimicking game-like movements before the game against the Broncos, and I think he feels comfortable. So that's an encouraging sign if you can get some of these weapons back, because while they were away, there were some other guys who began to establish themselves as weapons, whether it's Zach Miller at the tight end position, whether it's Jeremy Langford as a running back, and the fact that you can have some double weapons at key yep. positions that you didn't know you had before these guys got hurt, I think is an encouraging sign, and I'm intrigued to see how the Bears offense is going to look going forward with some of these guys back in the lineup with the guys who produced while they were away.
Do the Bears really view the scoring as disrespectful?
Well, Alshon Jeffery did.
I know, did, but yeah. but
now in he general. Did point out. He did point out if you know you can do something about
right.
it.
Right.
Yeah. But know. But still, it's whatever gets you motivated for the game. Meantime, let's get to Terry's favorite player of all time,
Pernell McPhee,
who he's yes. used to big time rivalries. The mm-hmm. Ravens. Everyone hated the Ravens. They hated the Patriots. They hated the Steelers. They hated the Bengals.
Yes, they
I
did.
Mean, there
yes,
isn't
correct.
A team in the yep. league that likes yep. the Ravens. Mm-hmm. Well, he's bringing that Raven-like attitude to the Bears-Packers rivalry. I cut up the best of Pernell McPhee today, mm-hmm. and I'm just going to let you guys enjoy the following 2 minutes. Here we go.
I don't really like them. You know, they don't like us. We don't like them. So, you know, we're just going to lock our chin straps, strap up our shoulder pads, and go to war.
See out of their offense. Obviously, Lacey had a better game this past weekend.
Of course, they got probably the second best, maybe the best quarterback in the NFL. And, you know, they got some very good, talented receivers. And, you know, Eddie Lacey, he's a good running back, you know. And they offensive line pretty solid. You know, so I think they got a pretty solid offense.
Is your knee feeling a bit better this week? What
knee?
I think it's your left.
I ain't got no knee problems, man. I'm good.
Guy like Rodgers, he's so good with his feet. Even when you pressure him, he can get out, keep his eyes out on the field, and make throws. How do you approach a guy like that, maybe with such a unique skill set, to be able to move as well as he does, but also throw downfield?
Hit his ass. That's it. Just hit him. Nothing else. We just need to hit his ass. He won't be able to run down.
But you relish it, right? You didn't get Peyton last week, and you were talking about wanting to go against the best.
Yeah. One thing we need to do is hit the quarterback and win the game. That's it. And go eat us some turkey dinner. Happy Thanksgiving.
And with that, Pernell McPhee signed off.
Oh, dude, that's great. That is great stuff, man.
Now keep this.
Let's mic drop stuff. Hit his ass. Get us some turkey. Turkey. That's great.
Now keep in mind, this is his first ever trip to Lambeau as a player. So he's super psyched about that. And you guys have made that trip. It is a special place. If you love football, there's nothing quite like going into the it's the Wrigley Field of the NFL. It's built into a neighborhood. They go crazy over there. It's uh-huh. and
yeah,
you know
crazy over there.
And he's part
yeah.
of the Bears now, so he's going to get treated a little differently when those buses roll in to Lambeau Field, which will be interesting. My favorite moment was something that I didn't catch on tape. I was just talking to him about you know how he feels, and he feels fine. And I was telling him about the history of the rivalry and particularly what happened last year, which was mind-boggling to him that something like that could possibly happen to a team, because he was losing his mind in the second half of the Arizona game. If you remember, that was after Jay Cutler got hurt. You know, Jimmy Clausen had to come in, and you know the offensive coaches are trying to figure out what plays Clausen
yep.
liked
yep.
from the preseason. And you know, in the meantime, you know, Bruce Arians was rolling up the score, and McPhee was beside himself because that just didn't happen to him in Baltimore. That type of self-destruction. So, you know, we were talking about that, and all of a sudden, ChicagoBears.com reporter Larry Mayer walks by, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, McPhee lifts the hood that he was wearing, his hoodie, like throws it back and goes, "Oh my God, lunch with Larry." And it was an eye-opening moment for the Bears outside linebacker. He then went on to tell Larry Mayer that he reads his stuff, and I guess they shared a moment.
Nah.
He didn't. Was there any time this word has been flying around about him being hurt or something, and then coming back in the game anyway? Is any of that true, Zach? Did that happen?
Yeah, Vic Fangio said that you know he was out for a little bit, and but McPhee said that he threw himself right back into the game because they needed him. I'm telling you,
yes,
it's really
do.
Hard to keep this guy out. But he's you know that Julius Peppers was like this when he was with the Bears. He would decide when he needed a substitute or when he needed a breather. You
okay.
know, because there's certain players that have earned that just by the ability mm-hmm. to play. And
high level.
Ass. Yeah. It's a turkey dinner. That's he's awesome. Now, do you have a quick nugget for us before our
Do I need one after that?
No, you don't. You don't.
Oh,
that's too good. We're going to go. Exactly.
See ya.
Bye. And our second half's about to begin.
Scoreboard update.
I don't know how I'm supposed to follow
That's
Pernell McPhee.
So good.
Oh, that was fantastic.
Hit his ass.
Yeah.
Eat us some turkey.
From the score update studio, I'm Jordan Burnfield. Tracy Porter says
up,
this time of year, losses hurt more. And I'm warning you now, this soundbite is not as good as Pernell McPhee.
You know, any loss is a big loss. But, you know, the later you get into the season and you suffer these losses.
Boring.
Hurt your playoff chances, but you know, us in the locker room, we're just going to continue
boring.
To fight.
You're boring, everybody.
I know.
We're boring, everyone.
The Bears cornerback and company in Green Bay will visit the Packers on Thursday night. Matt Forte and Alshon Jeffrey figure to be back in the Bears lineup for the divisional tilt. Antrell Roll not likely to play. Chris Brzezinski, his replacement at safety. Or Chris Emmer reported the Ravens and the 49ers, two teams inquiring about taking David Fales from the Bears, and that's why the team elevated him to the backup spot, waiving Jimmy Clausen. Today, the Bears added QB Justin Worley to the practice squad, along with linebacker Danny Mason.
And Clausen has been, quote-unquote, awarded to the Baltimore Ravens.
That's
so
some award.
Yes,
right,
congratulations.
Yeah.
Oh, you have won an award, and it looks like Jimmy Clausen.
The Ravens season going very well. Johnny Football becomes Johnny Benched. The Browns have demoted their starting quarterback to third on the team's depth chart following viral social media posts showing Manziel partying during the team's bye week in Texas. Josh McCown, now the starter. Austin Davis, the backup.
You still got a legitimate backup in McCown.
But you don't
McCown!
Have that
yet. McCown! It's not McCown!
McCown.
No!
College football tonight.
Johnny benched. Very nice.
Well, you know, once in a while.
Very nice.
Northern Illinois plays host to Ohio. The Huskies vying for another trip to the MAC title game. They would face Toledo on December 4th in Detroit. Bulls and the Blazers tonight. Derrick Rose starts for Chicago. And the Blackhawks on the ice at practice. The fourth line, Brandon Machinter, Andrew Desjardins skating between Tanner Caro, because Teuvo Teravainen and Viktor Tikhonov were both out. Hawks will visit the Sharks tomorrow. If it's in your nature to cast off the everyday and seek adventure, the Discovery Sport was built to help your search. Visit LandRoverIllinois.com for special offers during the season of adventure sales event Land Rover Above and Beyond. I'm Jordan Burnfield. You're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
Second half brought to you by Home Run In Pizza. Cater Home Run In Pizza for your holiday party.
Great anticipation for the second half, so to speak. Quote, quote, the second half.
And now, it's time to begin the second half.
So, subjects of conversation for the first half of the show included the Illinois coaching job, and now rumors about Les Miles maybe losing his job, just adding another potential big opening above Illinois to the list, and just how Illinois seems to be dragging their feet. The rumors include Illinois booster Shad Khan, also the Jacksonville Jaguars owner, or is he still the owner there, I believe, that he just wants to start flying around and doing work and have everybody get out of his way. I don't really see a downside to that. We talked about the Bears and Alshon Jeffrey and Peyton Manning.
Covered a lot of ground.
His potential future, and also a little bit about the very serious news story that's developing here in Chicago, and reading a statement from the family of to try to calm what could be, sadly, some are speculating could be a powder keg here over the next couple days when that video is released, and we hope it is not. And what else did we discuss of note? John Fox and
I'm going to get to more John Fox.
Oh, good.
We're going to unravel this for you. This is from the New York Times in 2004, okay?
Right.
Though his father, Ron, was a Navy SEAL, Carolina coach John Fox said his mother, Kay, might have been tougher. Kay earned a master's degree in business from William & Mary in 1960s, when few women did. Kay was the law. Kay ruled. His mother is the origin of Fox's toughness. As Fox remembered his mother while in a Panthers meeting here on Thursday, he also remembered the strength he needed when, soon before she died of cancer in 1986, she told him the unbelievable. Basically, she says, your dad is not your real dad. Doc said. Here is your real dad in this photograph. Here is his phone number. You do what you think is right. Just like that. Box, who had turned 49 a week after the Super Bowl, was stunned. He was 30 then with a family of his own. He called his biological father. It turned out he had another son whose birthday was the same day as Fox's.
Wait, this is wrong.
This is the story.
No, it's not. Because we remember the Denver Post stuff we read?
This is from the New York Times Thomas George.
It's wrong. That's not true. Because the story from 2011 from the Denver Post said otherwise.
It did.
It said, at birth in Virginia Beach and during his mother's previous marriages, the future coach was John St. George
and
John Hutchinson.
Yep. Now he's saying here, though. He's in quote to say, you take a situation like that, I mean, out of the blue.
Well,
out of the blue, that calls for some toughness. So somebody here is lying.
That's what Fox's quote is. It can't be out of the blue if he chose to take the third name.
But I figured the father who provided for me, Ron Fox, my dad who now lives in Fullbrook, California, is my dad. Something like that toughens you up even more. You never know what's around the corner. So he's telling a different story here than what was told in 2011. He's saying this was a complete shock to him. He never knew who he was.
But according to the other story, he chose to take his name.
But he has to know, doesn't he, which one is right? Or does he not know which one is right?
He already had two. He himself had two other different names.
Apparently, he doesn't remember them.
What the hell?
That's great.
Now that's just bizarre.
Yeah, it's just great.
What?
He doesn't.
All right, you'll love this. This is David Steele of the Sporting News.
He
doesn't really offer any solutions here, but David Steele is pissed off about NFL officiating.
Oh.
He said, some team is going to miss the playoffs and people are going to lose their jobs because, just to use the absolute latest examples, less than 12 hours old, officials don't know when they are and aren't supposed to blow plays dead because they don't know the difference between inbounds and out of bounds. It's almost Thanksgiving. This has been going on since almost Labor Day. The same mistakes made every week in every game with every team, and in some bizarre way, coming up with new mistakes at the same time. In a season where the NFL is falling short on everything it says it's fixing, from disciplinary process to the handling of domestic violence, to its concussion protocol, it's managing to handle this worst of all. And he said the centralized replay system, the calls going through headquarters in New York, was supposed to fix all this.
Yeah,
what's happened instead is that the center has served as the photogenic backdrop for officiating supervisor Dean Blandino to give his weekly apology. Mm-hmm. Blandino wasn't on camera with the Bank of Monitors Monday night when he issued his mea culpa on NFL Network. It's still becoming America's hottest program. We blew the call, and it feels like it's been on the air longer than The Simpsons.
It's unbelievable, isn't it?
He said, if they don't know these and all the other clearly defined non-subjective calls, there's literally no reason for them to be there. But what's the alternative? The NFL proved the level below where they fished out scabs 3 years ago is completely inadequate. Yet with the current crop, the system, execution, and everything in between is just as inadequate. It's time to stop excusing this by saying, hey, human element, as if it's all right in this $11 billion industry that fines players for their eye black for someone besides the players and coaches to determine who wins and loses. No solutions offered, but I don't disagree with him.
Tell you what, as rough as it's been for NFL officials this year, you know who else has been really rough for? Big Ten officials.
Well,
they've had a really difficult year. And if you, I don't think you're probably watching something else, but the Michigan-Penn State game featured something I've never seen a coach do. I'd never seen a coach do this. I've seen basketball coaches do it all the time. But there was a play that was called an interference call that was clearly wrong. The only contact that was made was by the offensive player, not the defender. The offensive player reached out, pushed him enough off balance, and then it looked like it was, but it wasn't. He was called for interference, even though he did nothing but get shoved. So our guy Harbaugh had put a coat on the sidelines. You know that black coat he wears? You ever seen him in it?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay, so he's got the headset on, he's got the cap on, he's got his coat on. When he saw that, because it was right in front of the Michigan bench, you can look 5 yards down the field and see the call. It was the entire Michigan bench erupted because they know there was no contact. The only contact was initiated by the offensive guy. Harbaugh takes his hat off, his headset off, and then he takes his coat off and throws it.
Like a basketball coach.
Like a basketball coach. I've never seen a football coach take a coat off in the middle of a game and throw it.
Another college note real quick that Deadspin was adding up some of the math here about the number of bowl games and the quote-unquote bowl-eligible teams.
Bowl-eligible, yeah.
Well, there's a problem.
Short.
There's 41 bowl games. That means 82 teams, more than 62% of FBS schools are going to play in a bowl.
Mm-hmm.
But only 71 teams are currently bowl-eligible. So the 14 others, you need 11 of the 14 to win their way to 500, so they won't. And there's nothing in the rules that accounts for the possibility, because nobody had any idea that there would be 41 bowl games.
I didn't either. Did you know there were 41?
I would have guessed, you know, 28 or something like that.
No, I think it's been about 30-something, but I didn't know it had risen to 41.
This is you're going to have a 5-7 team. There's several 5-7 teams playing in bowl games.
Apparently so. All right, that's it. Second half. We do it every damn day when it's on a Bears game. We always ask what you think of this or the other things we've discussed the entire day. John Vox, college football, officials, people, all kinds of things. 312-644-6767, because we're going to get busy pretty soon. And there won't be much time. So if you got a thought, now is the time. 312-644-6767. Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score, Boers and Boise.
Best second half of all time.
Bears fans, if you want the highest level of coverage, breaking news, and analysis of Bears-Packers, then you better keep it here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears.
What's better than all punk and everything? Everything you need on GoPhone from AT&T. It gives you unlimited talk, text, and data usage with the first 1.5 gigabytes at high speed. Plus, it's only $40 a month after a $5 auto-refill discount. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
First payment is $45. $5 discount applied to monthly rate plan charge upon enrollment and auto refill. After first 1.5 gigabytes, get data speeds up to 128 kilobytes per second. Additional charges and restrictions apply. See store for details.
The B96 Pepsi Jingle Bash is on December 12th at the Allstate Arena. For a chance to win four front row tickets, plus meet one of the performing artists, or one of 10 pairs of tickets to the Jingle Bash, visit the Pepsi display at your participating Jewel Osco store for the keyword to text to 29696. While you're there, stock up on all your favorite Pepsi products, including Pepsi Cola made with real sugar. The B96 Pepsi Jingle Bash is December 12th at the Allstate Arena, with performances by Demi Lovato, 5 Seconds of Summer, Jason Derulo, and more great artists. Must be 18 older to enter. Message and data rates may apply. A total of 2 text messages, text, and pounds back confirmation will be required to participate. Official rules at b96.com.
TuneIn Radio is the one app you need for all things audio. Now with TuneIn Premium, you can listen to every single live NFL game for only $7.99 a month and get unlimited access to 40,000 audiobooks and commercial-free music, all for one low price. TuneIn Premium, all the audio you want for $7.99 a month.
And in stock vehicles only.
Terry Boers here.
And Matt Abaticola.
And, you know, we've done a really good job, I think, Matt, of introducing people to our new friends at Mattress Firm, the number one retailer in the country. And you know what? Here's the time now, kids. You know why? Because Black Friday savings are coming your way.
Yeah, you'll save up to $300 on Tempur-Breeze mattresses, add an adjustable base to your Tempur-Breeze, and receive a Tempur-Pedic Visa prepaid card by mail worth up to $300.
And sleep happy with 0% APR for 3 years. Early Black Friday savings are now on at Mattress Firm, America's number one Tempur-Pedic retailer. Remember that, because that's the best bed made.
Yeah, because here's the thing, fellas. We'll spend thousands on a chair you sit in to watch football on Sundays. Yeah. You'll spend thousands on your entertainment system. You'll even spend thousands on stupid golf clubs, but you don't care about your mattress. You just go out and you get a mattress. You're like, oh, yes. What's the cheapest? What's the biggest one I can get? And you don't care. Yeah. And then you wake up every morning, you feel like garbage, you're not rested, you're not comfortable when you're laying in bed, but you just don't care.
You're making me care.
Well, you better, because you don't care, do you?
Yeah, you should care.
I haven't cared enough, and now because of the Mattress Firm opportunity, I'm going to care more.
So here's what you do. Just go to mattressfirm.com. You can get complete finance information there and also find the store nearest you. Terry mentioned those Black Friday deals. Don't miss out on those. You can save yourself some money and get yourself a good night's sleep. Just go to mattressfirm.com.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Hi, I'm Scott Yusim of OMG Tax. Did you know the IRS may allow you not to pay your tax debt? You heard me right. You may be a candidate for the non-collectible status. Call OMG Tax today to see if your debt can be deemed non-collectible. Call us today so that we can knock all your tax problems out of the park.
Call 1-800-990-4577. That's 1-800-990-4577. 1-800-990-4577. 1-800-990-4577.
Commentary, interviews, and more.
What is the biggest story going into camp?
This is such a complicated issue.
CBS Sports Radio.
This is the Big League
on CBS Sports Radio and CBSSportsRadio.com.
CBS Sports Radio.
CBS Sundays. Critics call Madam Secretary riveting.
I'm the Secretary of State, and you speak to me with the respect that that office demands.
Spectacular.
Are you really willing to stake your whole career on this program?
Your frustration is duly noted, but this is what we're doing, so get on board.
It gets 4 stars.
I need you to trust me.
Taya Leone storms the halls of power.
I put myself in harm's way to ensure the safety of our country. I would do it again.
Madam Secretary, CBS Sundays.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Drive a Firestone.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Anytime you've had this many games compared to the very first game of the season, I'm sure he feels a lot more comfortable as far as what we're doing. He's grown, at least I can tell from my aspect, of what we're trying to accomplish going into the game and what he's doing with what we have on the field.
That's a different way right there of growing the man. That's Adam Gase on his Jay Cutler experiment, which seems to me to be working okay as long as Jay actually has somebody to throw to.
Yeah, and speaking of quarterbacks, Rudy says, when did David Fales turn into the new Harvey Unga of Bears' worthless roster moves? Well, it's a pointless exercise. If Dr. Death has such an affinity for Fales, then why didn't he start him last year when he benched Cutler in a pathetic attempt to save his job? At the very least, it would have saved me from having to watch one more Jimmy Clausen start. And of all those NCAA jobs you talked about, even the schools you made up, I wouldn't hire Trestman for any of them except Illinois. In East Hazelcrest, Sam's on the score.
That's awful.
Hey, guys. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Same to you, my friend.
Okay, appreciate it. Hey, 3 quick points. One, I want to say I'm really thankful that the Bears finally jettisoned Jimmy Clausen to someplace else. And I don't know if the Baltimore Ravens realize that their season is already gone. So now they got Dr. Death there, and he's part of it. So good for him. Also, I enjoyed that piece with Zach on Pernell McPhee. I love that guy.
Yeah,
can you imagine him sitting down having a bucket of rib tips with him and Joe Kane? Can you imagine that?
Awesome. Gonna need a bigger bucket.
You got that right. And then one last thing. I see the White Sox brought aboard Aaron Rowan to train the young outfielder.
Mm-hmm.
Let me get this straight. You brought this guy aboard so that he can go and teach outfielders how to run in the walls and then be out of games at a time. I mean, really?
Smash things with their face.
He's
yep.
Going to teach them how to run into
a
wall.
Yeah, he is.
Let's go. You got to want it. Come on, bro.
Sam, that's very nice. Thank you.
Yeah, that is. That's
had
fun.
A great holiday, my friend. See, that's the same thing.
What do you want? What?
But that's a show right there. If you're saying rib tips with Pernell McPhee and Joe Kane. Oh, how is God. Joe Kane? Anybody know where he is or what he's doing?
I don't.
I hope he's okay. He's a good
Joe
dude.
Kane.
Joe was a lot of fun.
He was one of the first guys that, really became sort of I don't know what was the correct terminology with this station, but I mean, he became that guy that was identified with it, was on it all the time, to his own show. And, you know, there weren't, I can think of anyway, unless I'm missing somebody. Did really, I mean, Raymond did a show, but it really wasn't.
Right around the same time, Raymond did a lot of work for us.
Yeah. Yeah. He was really one of those guys that everybody loved.
Mike on the north side, you're on WSCR.
Thanks for taking my call. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
I heard the NCAA had a contingency plan if it didn't have enough teams that were bowl eligible. They're going to have the scouts for the lesser bowls driving through the neighborhoods looking at everybody on Thanksgiving playing flag football. Dan, what's your time in the 40? Maybe we can have Coastal Carolina against the Bernstein family.
Yeah. Okay, that's quite a bit. You're going to have 5-7 teams is what you're going to have.
That's what you're going to have. And you know, one of them could be your Illini.
Wait, Wikipedia says Joe Kane is an executive chef?
What? It says he is executive chef at a cafe on Orcas Island in Washington State.
Then we need to find him.
Seriously?
Yes. I mean, that's what Wikipedia says for what it's worth.
All right.
All right, Maddie.
Yeah, we got to track down Joe.
We got to track down Joe Kane. That's great. If that's
is there such a place as Orcas Island?
Yeah, I'd never heard of it. I had to look it up. I had to click the little link, and it shows you a little map.
It's there.
All right.
We're set.
Yeah, there it is, Orcas Island. It's the largest of these San Juan Islands in the northwestern corner of Washington State. All right.
Washington State is a beautiful state.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
It's also kind of a... It's kind of a strange place when you start getting to the island folk that
live
out
there. Oh, yeah, I'm not saying anything about the folk, because I know enough running into the folk that I don't like the folk, but it's a beautiful, beautiful state.
I mean...
Yeah, it's a beautiful state, but when you have that, though, that's the kind of folk that wind up there. Yeah. Kind of.
There's an article here on islandsounder.com. It's got a picture of Joe and the staff at the West Sound Cafe and Kingfish Inn.
Well, there he is. I just clicked on it. I wonder if he actually trained as a chef.
That's amazing.
He looks like this was from 2011. And they dinner chef Joe Kane.
That's great.
Outstanding.
At least here's what I bet about Joe Kane. I bet at least he remembers his own life.
He said, for some, the thought of a former NFL linebacker wielding a creme brulee torch or tackling adobo chicken will be enough of a draw. It's been a favorite with locals since it opened in 1902. Wow.
Wow.
Traditional
crap.
Dinner menu with cafe flavors, the West Sound Burger and Fish and Chips, pasta puttanesca with prawns, basil, and Kalamata olives, and the black-eyed pea fritter. Said Kane has loved cooking since a kid, enjoyed sampling new cuisines.
Nothing, Dan. Nothing. Does someone else have to say it?
And members of the Black Eyed Pea Fritters.
I'm not going to say
it. He cut his teeth cooking for his sister's L.A. catering company. Most recently cooked at Madrona Bar and Grill, third year on Orcas Island. He said cooking is about intense as football sometimes. When you get slammed, you try to stay out of the weeds.
That's a perfect guy right there.
That's great.
The perfect guy
That's
right
awesome.
There. Combines all we love, all you love, and all that I love about the football side of him.
Yep, get a little bit of everything there. I wonder if he's still there. Because in the restaurant business, you're talking, you know, 4 years.
Around.
That's a long time. Maybe he's started his own place since then. Who knows? We're Boris and Bernstein. We're going to have Pete Futak at 4:40. His stuff about Les Miles and what's going on at LSU is that he wrote at collegefootballnews.com is just phenomenal. And then Hub has all kinds of Bears stuff. And with all the newsy Bears stuff, there's a ton of things we have to get to at 5 with him. Bears and NFL, your officiating stuff, the Peyton Manning stuff, the Johnny Manziel stuff. Hub's going to have thoughts on every bit of it at 5 o'clock today on The Score.
Hey, Bears fans. Our team of Bears experts leads the way when it comes to inside Bears information. Olin Krutz, James Big Cat Williams, Tom Thayer, Patrick Manilow, Markish, Dave Wanstead, Matt Bowen, Brad Bing, Mike Florio, Dan Pompey, Zach Zegman, Jeff Joniak, and more. This is our team. There's no need to go anywhere else for your Bears fix. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears.
Kids, donate your car today. vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Everyone has someone to thank during the holidays. Merci, Europe's famous gift-giving chocolate, invites you to share a thank you that may be read on air right here on B96, Fridays during the 5 p.m. hour. Go to MerciList.com to enter. That's MerciList.com. Thank you means merci.
Hurry into Sam's Club on Black Friday, and you'll find incredible savings on hot holiday gifts and more. Get a 58-inch